So Helson smiled and Bunyan smiled, and both shook hands and were reconciled. And Paul and Johnny and Hel became the greatest partners in the logging game. And every day Slim and Tiny swore they were more in love than the day before. All over the states the story spread of Bunyan's camp and the life they led. Of fights with Indians, of shooting matches, of monster bears and salmon catches, of the whirling wimpus Paul fought and killed, of the buttermilk line that he had to build. And 100 other tales are known, from Nantucket Island to Oregon, from the Yiddish Alps to the Rio Grande, from the Dust Bowl down to the Cotton Land. In every dialect and tongue his tales were told and his stories sung. Harsh in the Bronx, where they cheer with zest, with a burring R in the Middle West, and lilting and slow in Arkansas, where instead of father they say pa. But there came a winter, these stories say, when Babe came up to Paul one day, stood still and looked him in the eye. Paul said nothing, for he knew why. Shoulder your axe and leave this place. Let the clerk move in with his well-washed face. Let the architect with a sober plan build a residence for the average man. And garden birds not bat an eye when locomotives whistle by. Telephone wires go from town to town for lovers to whisper sweet nothings down. We must depart, but it's Christmas Eve, so let's have a feast before we leave. That is all I have to tell. A party starting, friends, farewell.